Oompa-pa, 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 oompa-pa. So we're kind of neighbors to you guys, and been up here in the North Country for a long time, and we just finished a big national tour, and here we are, finally back. We've got one day left, and happy to be here. I just thought that some of you might know the legend of this man, some of you might not, but since we're from the Vermont area and you're from Maine, you probably all know about the story of Ravishing Rick Rude. Ravishing Rick Rude, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Just kind of happens that Ravishing Rick Rude was a lumberjack many years ago, and the way the legend goes, he was the biggest man in the land, one of the biggest men that have ever lived. He stood 30 feet tall, and he had a white-red cap on, and he used to carry an axe over his shoulder, and he always walked around in sort of a red-black lumberjack's jacket and long things, and he'd walk around, and he always walked around with his sidekick, Harpua. And Harpua was this evil dog, this very ugly, mangy dog that was just as big in proportion as Ravishing Rick Rude was. And it lived peacefully for years and years up in the woods, cutting down trees and doing their things, because up there in the North Country, of course, there's these huge trees, so Ravishing Rick Rude would go around cutting down the trees, and he'd go around with his dog, Harpua. Everything went well, but what happened was, as time went on, people started moving in, and little cities coming, little different parts, people moving in, things started to develop up, you'd have stores, and then little towns growing, and the whole woods became sort of invaded by this technology, and new people moving in. Ravishing Rick Rude didn't like this one bit, neither did Harpua, and Harpua really was the one who lived out nature and really hated this more than anybody. So as it got on, he started to get this hatred for all the people that lived down in the houses and down in suburbia that was coming and invading his beautiful woods. So Ravishing Rick Rude would be up there chopping wood and everything. Actually, it was slower than that because he was so huge. You know? Harpua, normally content to sit and watch Ravishing Rick Rude chop down trees, just kept getting madder and madder because he looked out from the hill and could see these towns. So finally Harpua got in his mind that he was going to get his revenge on all these people that were moving in and ruining the beautiful countryside with their cities and their little towns. And so one day he decided to walk into town, and he walked around this down the thing, and he left Ravishing Rick Rude behind. And he walked down the mountain, and his ugly, you know, he was an old dog, and he had big fangs and spit coming out of his mouth and the whole ugly eyes and evil growths coming out of his head. He's sort of a bulldog. So he goes walking down one night down into the town, and he's going to get his revenge. he comes upon this one area, a little suburban area, and he says, this is it. All the houses look the same, and they each have their little car and everything. He says, this is what I really can't deal with. This is where I'm going to take my revenge. So he's walking down. Meanwhile, inside one of the houses, there lived a little boy, and his name was Jimmy. Now Jimmy was sitting in his room, and as he usually did, he comes home from school and turns on the stereo or whatever. And on this particular day, he's clicking on his stereo, and he decides he's going to turn on this old Eric Clapton thing that he hasn't heard in a while. So he reaches down and he turns up the. So Jimmy turns on his stereo and he's listening to Eric Clapton, which Fish didn't listen to, great old song. And he's sitting there listening, and he also has this beautiful pet that he loves. And he sits down and he sees this pet next to him and he loves it. His pet is this beautiful little pussy cat that he's had for years and years. And he's a friendly little furry little creature. And he's, this particular day, he's petting his pussy cat, and he looks down, he's petting it up, and he picks it up by the neck and holds it out in front of him. He's petting it. So beautiful. Poster. Puts Poster Nutbag down on the ground. Poster Nutbag decides to go out for a little walk. So Poster Nutbag walks up to the door. Jimmy walks up to the door, opens the door, lets Poster Nutbag out. Poster Nutbag starts walking down the driveway. He's walking down the driveway. He goes past the bushes. And everything's cool where he normally goes. He goes past the tree, goes past another bush, turns left around the corner, and comes face to face with. Harpua, the evil dog, is still looking for some revenge. So Harpua looks down and he sees Poster Nutbag. Poster Nutbag looks up and sees Harpua. And they know there's going to be a horrible fight. They start walking towards each other. Poster Nutbag curls his body into a deadly arch. Harpua steps forward, bearing his ego and enormous fangs.
I'm a goldfish.
Doesn't need a vacation as the people.